Let me read it now in my translation. And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child and travailing in birth and being tormented to be delivered. Now we have here in the Authorized Version, it goes like this. And by the way, a Scotch preacher got in trouble, not by reading this verse, but by the way that he read it, the emphasis he put. And he read it like this. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman. And my friend, that's not the way to read it. And that's not the way that John intended for us to read it. But the important thing here is, who is the woman? Well, you're acquainted with the interpretation of Rome that it represents the Virgin Mary. Well, there are Protestant interpreters that have been as far wrong as that. Today, actually, most of them just follow the tradition of Rome and interpret the woman as the church of all ages. And that's, I think, even worse. Practically all denominational literature follows this line. Now, there have been several female founders of cults. They couldn't resist the temptation of seeing themselves pictured in the woman. And Joanna Southcott said that she was the woman in Revelation 12. And in October 1814, she would have the man-child, but she never did. But she had 200,000 followers. And we've had in this country several founders of cults and religions that have thought they were. We have had, even in Southern California, a few female preachers that got the idea they might be the woman, but they weren't. I think we can dismiss all these claims unless we want to forsake all intelligent approach to the interpretation. Now, the identifying marks of the woman, the sun, moon, and stars, and these belong to Israel as seen in Joseph's dream. Let me read it. He dreamed yet another dream, told it to his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father, to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee in the earth? You see, the woman is a sign in heaven, though her career is on earth. She's not a literal woman here. She's a symbol. The career of the woman corresponds to that of Israel, for it's Israel that gave birth to Christ, who is the child. Now, I want you to notice some scriptures. I trust in the right light that we might understand them. I know that all of us do this at Christmas time. We use Isaiah 9:6 as well as other verses concerning the birth of Christ. And actually, it does concern the birth of Christ, but doesn't concern us at all, because it concerns the nation Israel. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now, who is us? Now, I know that's wrong grammar, but that's what I mean. Who is referred to here when it says, unto us the church? No, the nation Israel. It's quite obvious that Isaiah was speaking to the nation Israel. And he's speaking to the nation Israel, not relative to a savior, but a governor, a ruler, a king, one that was to come and rule over them. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And it's interesting, the child is born, is humanity, but he was the son from eternity, and he was given. Now it says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. We're talking now not about the Savior that we talk about today, but the one who's coming as king. We're going to see that in this book. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that's interesting. There won't be any peace till he comes. Because when they say, that is, the rulers of this world say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. Why, you know, They were having a big peace congress in Holland when World War I broke out, and most of the delegates almost got fired on before they got home. May I say to you, when they say peace and safety, it's idle, because man is working at peace from the wrong end. It's the human heart that's wrong, and only Jesus will bring peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Now, it's talking to Israel here. Unto us a child is born. And that's the figure that John picks up. And the writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 7:14, for it's evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah. And Paul in Romans 9:5 says, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came? He's talking about Israel, because he began by asking the question, who are Israelites? Well, they just happened to be that concerning the flesh, Christ came. The woman at the well was accurate. How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, a woman of Samaria? And then we have in Micah 5:2-3, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that's to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old from everlasting. You see, he'll be born in Bethlehem, but he comes out of eternity. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And travailing in birth is associated with Israel in Isaiah 66:7-8. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before a pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. But it had to be the birth of that son first. And so we identify the woman as the nation Israel. And no woman that has lived or ever lived fits in this, even including the Virgin Mary. It's the nation Israel, and certainly not the church of all ages. Because if we'll just keep our bearing here, and not lose our heads, we are in the great tribulation period. And the church has already gone to heaven. This woman is not the church of all ages. Now, she is tormented, and certainly this nation has suffered satanic anti-Semitism from that day till the present. In fact, even before that day, because Satan knew that it would be from this nation.